Welcome to The Weekly, a podcast brought to you by Calvary Bible Church. I'm your host, Jay Ewing. Thanks for tuning in. Like always, you can get connected and stay connected by visiting calvarybible.com. Click your campus and find out what's happening in your neck of the woods. We look forward to a great fall here at Calvary. We're about to turn the corner and start our study into the book of John from here all the way till next Easter. Join us for that. It's going to be a wonderful time together in God's Word. Today, in this episode of The Weekly, we have a special guest. We have Wadastra John Baptiste, affectionately known as Wawa, visiting us here at Calvary. He is the head of Step Seminary, the seminary of Haiti, and we are so glad he has made his way all the way to Erie, Colorado. He is a very good friend, connected to us at Calvary in some amazing, only God ways, and we're so thankful for the grace of him being able to join us this week here on The Weekly. Let's get into it. Wawa, it's so good to be with you, my friend.
Good morning, Jay. It's so good to be with you, too.
Yeah.
Thank you for welcoming me.
It's such a joy when you get to travel outside of Haiti and come visit us, or I get to see you in the States. It's a joy for me to see you. It's a great encouragement.
Thank you.
Yeah. Let's just unpack real quick. What is Step Seminary, and how is Calvary connected to Step?
Step Seminary is an institution that has started in Haiti in 1942 as a Bible Institute, and then grew to become a school of Bible with a diploma program. And then later on in 1981, the president then started a bachelor program in theology over there. And in 2018, we got connected to an organization that is actually here in Colorado called DAI, Development Associate International. And with them, we developed a master's program that began in 2019. And we have already graduated 3 cohorts since then in that program, the master's program at Step Seminary. We exist to prepare Haitian leaders to make disciples of Christ, to transform their communities to the glory of God. The school was started by former missionaries to Haiti, one Cuban missionary and other American missionaries. And one of the persons who was key in developing the school, not from the very beginning, though, but along the way for many years and had been supporting it for a long period of time, even after he left Haiti, he was going back to Haiti every year with people to get them to see what's going on there, how God is using the seminary to develop leaders for the churches in Haiti, especially inside DUEBH and other denominations around Haiti, was Walt Baker. Walt Baker was a professor at Dallas Seminary when he was doing this, going back to Step Seminary after serving as a professor there for a long period of time. And when he retired, he came to Colorado.
Yes.
Because of how he was doing ministry while at Dallas Seminary. His home was always open for students to come all the time. And when I was a student there myself, I was fortunate to go many times because his wife could make rice and beans. So when I missed rice and beans in Haiti, I would go to his house and have some rice and beans and speak Creole.
Yes.
So we would sing songs in Creole. And he said, if I retire and I stay in Dallas, I am not retiring because people know where I live. So he moved to Colorado in hiding and ended up here in Boulder and was worshiping here and serving here. That's how I got connected. He brought me to Boulder, and with him, I was able to visit life groups. I was able to worship here and even preach here at some point. So this is how. Yeah. And the Lord has used it to develop a good relationship with you, Jay, Pastor Thomas, and others here whom we have met and served with.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we are connected through a guy who discipled both of us in different seasons of our life, Walt Baker, who, if you're a member at Calvary, you know his daughter, Jan Stites, and that's Dr. David Stites. And so that's how we are connected to Wawa and Step Seminary. Calvary Bible has a great partnership with Step Seminary and you, Wawa. We pray for you continually in the work there.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Step Seminary exists just sort of how Calvary exists. When we talk and when we've talked in the past, I think, man, there is so much that we have in common. We both care deeply about making disciples.
Exactly.
Empowering leaders. That's one of our, and you would even say holistically empowering leaders, and we'll talk about that. And multiplying churches, because there are many churches in Haiti that need Step Seminary to train local leadership. You were talking last night, even at a life group dinner, how many churches do you believe are in Port-au-Prince at the present moment?
We don't even know.
Yeah.
There are many. Many churches are being challenged right now in Port-au-Prince by the gang activities. Yep. Some of them are burned down and closed and looted, and people have been driven away. But many others are still there, striving and welcoming people who are on the run in other areas where they cannot stay any longer because of gang activities. There are a lot of churches, and even in the area where Step Seminary is located, we are in the middle of many different ones, several of them led by Step graduates, Step professors, and I go to one that is led by one Step professor there. So many churches are there, and Step Seminary is serving them by not only providing pastors for them, but also Sunday school teachers have gone to Step Seminary, women to the women's course that we have on Saturday, and men and women in the bachelor program and the diploma program are being trained to serve those churches, not only in Port-au-Prince, but all over Haiti and outside also.
Yeah, that's a wonderful thing, Wawa. How many, we were talking about this this week, how many are in your bachelor's program presently here?
Now, in the bachelor program, we finished this year in May with 216. In that program.
Wow.
Yes, 216 in that program. In the women's course, we had 90. We had 86 in the master's program. And that other program that we have, which is for lay leaders, this is not a program that is on the campus. It's a program that we take to the students where they are,
right,
in around their churches on the field. And we have a great many in that, more than what we can have on campus.
Yeah, yes. Now, that's a historic number, because that is the most ever, right, at Step Seminary who have graduated.
Mm-hmm.
So in the middle of complete chaos from the government and the situation of the country, Step Seminary is growing at a rate that is beyond belief.
Definitely. We are amazed to see God has said that in his word. He says he will always be with his children.
Yes.
In his word, in Psalm 23, verse 4, the psalmist says, even though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. God is always with his children. And Jesus has mentioned that also himself in Matthew 28, 20. I will be with you always.
Yes.
And given what's happening in Haiti right now, you would think that Step would close its doors.
Right.
And some schools have been closed. Mm-hmm. Some presidents of seminaries have stayed in the States or somewhere else because they have fled the reality. But for us, I'm not going to say it's because of us, it's because of the grace of God.
That's right.
He has not only opened our eyes to see that he has called us there, and he is going to be with us there despite the situation. So we keep at it.
Yep.
But at the same time, he shows us that he really is with us by the amount of people he's bringing in to study at Step Seminary, by the fact that our team remains together. The faculty is still solid, even though things are the way they are. It's not that we are not being pushed. We are being pushed. We have faculty members that have been driven away from their homes, losing everything. Mm-hmm. They are still pushing at Step Seminary. Mm-hmm. We have students experiencing the same thing, still pushing. We have staff members, same thing, being pushed by the gangs and victimized by the gang activities. Yes. But the Lord has helped us to keep our eyes on him, and Step Seminary continues to strive to come alongside the students, teaching them the word so that they can have the possibility to provide a message of hope, yep, to people who are so much in need of something like that right now, being in a hopeless situation. Sharing a message of hope from the Bible is the best thing somebody can have, so your eyes can remain on God and continue to move forward despite the situation. And we organized graduation in May, and it was so amazing, yeah, to see what the Lord does, even though things are the way they are. We can count on the government. We can count on the police. We can count on the army. We have a very small army because it was dismantled in 2014. Even before it was dismantled, but not being able to recover. Now we have a very small one, but there is an embargo on the army, an embargo on the police. But the gangs, they have free access to weapons and ammunition. So it's very difficult. But even in the midst of that, God is developing Step Seminary, blessing Step Seminary, and we continue to strive by the grace of God and graduate our leaving, going back to the field.
What I think everyone at Calvary needs to understand is that you're in circumstances in Haiti that are unprecedented.
Unique.
And unique, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's an understatement. And however, God is at work, mm-hmm, and moving in powerful ways among his people. And exactly. Isn't that a reality as you have preached these stories of the Old Testament, even the New Testament, of God's faithfulness? Someone asked you, mm-hmm, last night around the dinner table, I thought it was great. What biblical story do you find yourself drawn to over and over again in the midst of these circumstances?
I shared it last night, and I'm going to share it again. When I see that we are getting discouraged, I see that people on staff at Step Seminary feeling it's too much. Mm-hmm. And students getting discouraged, coming with another story of something that happens to their family or to themselves, we would open the book of Habakkuk.
Yeah.
And to look at how he was frustrated when the Israelites were being victimized by foreign nations, and especially the Babylonians that were about to come.
Yeah.
And God, he was telling God, how come that the wicked is prospering and the just suffers? So God, in his patience, his mercy, spoke to him, mm-hmm, and told him about his plan. It's like God had a conversation with him. You don't know.
Yeah. And it's going to get worse.
Yeah.
It's actually going to get better, Rebecca.
God told him about what he was about to do.
Yeah.
To address the situation. I am going to address it. And in fact, here is what group of people I'm going to use as tools,
yeah,
to do this. Oh, no, he was surprised now.
Yeah, wicked tools.
You're using them?
Yeah, yeah.
And God said, yeah, I have to use people who know what they're doing to, mm-hmm, do this, but they will be paying also for that. Mm-hmm. And after listening to God, Habakkuk discovered that God is on his throne. Mm-hmm. He's wise. He knows what he's doing. He did not abandon them. the world was not going its way by itself. There is a God that is orchestrating things, allowing things to happen, and for his children to learn also in the process and to grow. And it happened to Habakkuk. He grew and responded to God in the end with faith and confidence, even when things would get worse than they were at the time when he was talking to God. And he was ready. He was ready for worse. And he was ready to keep his eyes on God and continue to walk in his high places, knowing that God was going to sustain him, that was going to help him, to make him have victory, even over the worst situation. So situations like that, when we look at them, we get encouraged, knowing that we are walking with the same God who had that conversation with Habakkuk, and who is willing to have conversations with us also if we listen, and we can keep our eyes on this God and continue to move forward with him. That's how we get encouraged and we continue to walk with him.
I would like to read the end of Habakkuk.
Please.
Chapter 3, very short book. And we were just in it at the people of Calvary, and so it would be familiar to us. It says, "Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. God, the Lord, is my strength. He makes my feet like the deer's and makes me tread on high places." It's amazing at his response in the midst of even God revealing his plan.
And even that, he'd say it after the two verses before this, to say even though things would get worse.
Yeah, it's verse 17, "Though the fig tree should not blossom, nor the fruit be on the vines, the produce of the olives fail and the fields yield no food, the flock be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls."
And that's when he says, yet.
Yet. What is that in French?
He says, however, cependant.
However, you know, in the midst of these situations and the day-to-day realities you face as leading STEP Seminary, how do you see STEP making disciples? How do you see them really investing in these next generations of leaders?
One thing we have started doing at STEP intentionally, for a long time, STEP's mission has been this: to prepare godly Haitian leaders to make disciples of Christ, to make disciples of Christ, to transform their communities to the glory of God. It has been that for a long period of time. However, it was after the earthquake that we went back to revisiting the mission again and discovered that even though our mission says that we are making disciples, transform communities, we were expecting it to happen, but we're not intentionally developing disciples who would make disciples. So we started on a movement at STEP Seminary to be intentional disciple makers, for the faculty members to be intentional about making disciples of the students, for the staff to be involved also about making disciples of the students, and for the students to be conscious of the fact that this is why they are there. And we brought in the process, the spouses of our staff members and faculty members. So everybody can be part of the conversation, because we believe that discipleship can't happen in classrooms alone.
That's right.
It has to happen in informal settings outside of classrooms, mostly in the homes of the faculty members and staff members. Yep. So their spouses have to know exactly what's going on and to play their own roles in that. We brought them into the conversation, making sure that everybody understood, and then we started providing resources also for them to put food on the table when they have students in the home.
Right.
Because students would have to be behind professors and staff members if they are traveling to go somewhere, if they are in the homes of the faculty members, if they are wherever with them, with their families, everybody knows why it's happening, to develop relationships, because we understand that discipleship, somebody has said, it is friendship with a purpose. Mm. So you need to go somewhere to bring the person to some place. But at the same time, in order for it to happen, you create an environment for it. So we started doing that intentionally in 2014.
Yeah.
It was okay then for us to travel. So we were going places with the students beside having them in our homes. But with the situation right now that we are experiencing in Haiti, the security issues, kidnappings all over the place, in 1 week recently, they kidnapped 70 people in the area around Step Seminary.
Right.
Although this is the area that is a little bit better than other regions in the capital city.
Right.
All those people have been kidnapped. So we are being careful to not be on the streets too much with students. We do more on campus. When they come to the campus, we are there. So we use the STEP cafeteria to provide meals, and we intentionally have meals with the students. A faculty member, a staff member would sit with one student, two students at a table, eating the meal and talking so that they can get to know each other, pray with each other, and address issues that they are experiencing, so that we can invest in them as much as possible right there on campus. Because we would love to do more than that, but as of now, we have that challenge we have to face.
Right.
So this is how it is. But even though it's like that, we see some results happening. Mm-hmm. We had a small experience during the summer. We had 8 students living in a makeshift dorm. Because we have 4 classrooms right now. We used to have 9 on the main campus and bigger than what we have now on this new campus that we have. We transformed one of the classrooms into a dorm. We put tarps on the floor and mattresses. Mm-hmm. So we had 8 students living there so that they can take classes intensive for 2 months in the diploma program during the summer. Being there, we got to be with them a lot more. Not just commuters that you spend time at the table with, but they were right there.
Right.
So we were there with them in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening. We were with them. It was amazing to see what the Lord does with this reality that we were able to create. And one of them sent me a message yesterday about his experience. First year student, just experienced it for the first time in the dorm, and sent a message to say how much he appreciated the reality we created for them in the dorm. And also when they took him to church on Sunday, welcoming them, the whole 8 students at my house, and my wife, the way she was like addressing the reality and helping, welcoming, they learned so much. And he said, thank you for doing it. We appreciate it. Make sure you thank your wife for me. And I shared that with Mark Lewis to say, you've got to see this.
Yeah, that's so neat. It's such an encouragement for me to hear these stories of what I think 2 words out of that whole thing was intentionality.
Intentionality.
So you, as a Christian, we have to partner with the Holy Spirit to be intentional of what we're doing.
Exactly.
Our day.
Exactly.
And then creativity, we partner with the Holy Spirit, with the people of God, to be creative in the circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right now in the States, we do not face the same challenges as you do. However, we do have to be creative in how we disciple and how we invite people into the story. And you never know, right? It's like a simple, come to my house, come to church.
Yep.
And it's transformational.
Exactly. It is transformational. You just invite people not into your house, but into your life.
Mm-hmm.
You just remove the barriers, so you're not a stranger anymore for that person.
Right.
You remove all the barriers so you can just share life together. And the model we have for that is Jesus.
That's right.
He was discipling his students who were with him. They got to a point where people could not even recognize who was Jesus among the crowd. Mm-hmm. When Judas, when Jesus had to be arrested, Judas had to identify him for those who came to arrest him. Yeah. Because he looked so much like them. Mm-hmm. He was among them. He was just living life with them to influence their lives.
Right.
And we see the evidence of that.
Yeah.
We know where these guys were,
yeah,
spiritually, knowledge-wise, disposition to sacrifice, to serve God. We know how far they were. But being with them and influencing their lives like that, we see Peter ready to die.
Yes.
In Acts chapter 12, he grew so much.
Right.
To the point where he was sleeping sound after he got arrested,
right,
in a context where they had beheaded James.
Yes.
And then because it pleased the Jews, they arrested Peter also, yeah, and had soldiers watching him. He was just sleeping sound,
yeah,
in the middle of those soldiers sleep, because, yeah, he was ready. It's okay.
Yeah.
If I have to die for Jesus, that's a small thing.
Yeah, that is.
This is what he was, how he was looking at it.
Mm, so it's wonderful.
Discipleship really does work.
Does work, yes.
Yep.
Yep. The small acts really do work, and mm-hmm, the long road of all that.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking this week specifically, I've heard this word a few times, of the holistic leader at STEP, the Haitian who comes to STEP. When you talk about holistic leader, what are you referencing when we talk about looking to be formed into the image of Jesus and transformational within our community? What does holistic mean?
For us, in our context, it means embracing the person with everything that the person is.
Mm-hmm.
You are working with a Haitian, holistic means that you need to make sure that spiritually this person is fed.
Yep.
You need to make sure
physically fed
also, yeah, yeah, fed spiritually,
okay,
spiritually, but also physically.
Yes.
You need to think about shelter, mm-hmm, for the person, because you have people who don't have a shelter right now.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody may show up at your church today in Haiti. It's somebody who had been living in an area of Port-au-Prince that had just been taken by the gangs.
Right.
And that person has lost everything.
Right.
Now, addressing issues holistically with this person means that you are providing a word of encouragement from the Bible, but also you are making sure that the person has eaten.
Mm-hmm.
You are making sure that the person has a place to stay, has another clothes to change.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that you are making sure about.
Mm-hmm.
Where are the children,
mm-hmm,
of that person? How are they doing?
Mm-hmm.
Is there something that we should do to relieve the person some,
mm-hmm,
given the reality? So this is how a STEP seminary has to be conscious,
mm-hmm,
of all these details, to the point where this year we had to feed students,
mm-hmm,
some of them for free, some of them with a very low price, mm-hmm, subsidize the meal so that they can have access to it at a very low price.
Yeah.
There is no electricity. In order to help this person, you allow him to come and plug his telephone, plug his backup so that he can recharge or she can recharge to take home, because there is no power at home.
Mm-hmm.
Some people spend a lot of time at the seminary. You have conversations with them to ask why you spend that much time, because it's like 7, 8 p.m. you are still here. And he would say, somebody has allowed me to sleep at his house or at her house, but it's the only thing that I get.
Yeah.
So I have to spend my day somewhere else,
yep,
and then just go there to sleep. And early morning, I have to leave again to spend my day somewhere else. Right. We have that in this reality. So this is what it means. Coming alongside somebody has to do with all those things. Health, same thing.
Yep.
And you thought about health because you have some medication in the house for us.
Yes.
In Haiti, it's a huge issue.
Yep.
Somebody may have health problems, the hospitals are taken over,
right,
or they are burned. So it's expensive,
right,
for someone to get even medications.
Yeah.
So whatever you can do to help somebody going through a situation like this helps,
mm-hmm,
and it creates an avenue for you to share more of the word and help the person to focus on God and continue to put his hand in God's hand and walk with him.
Yeah. Well, we have no imagination of what you go through day to day in Haiti, and as you lead Step Seminary, faithfully lead Step Seminary, I would ask, how does Calvary support you? How do we support the work that Step is doing right now and present? What are the avenues in which we can step in and partner with you?
There are three things that are always huge in partnerships for Step Seminary with churches like Calvary and other individual partners that we have. One is prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a given. Yeah. We know that Calvary has been praying for us, and we appreciate it. This is an opportunity for me to say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you to you. Thank you to everyone of this Calvary family, mm-hmm, that has been praying for Step Seminary. We feel it,
mm-hmm,
because we see God moving. And it's because you pray, and we appreciate that. This is one thing that helps, mm-hmm, very much so. The second thing is to come and see us and just hold our hands,
mm-hmm,
a little in the warmth, the embrace, the conversation in the reality helped also.
Mm-hmm.
But we know it's not possible,
right,
this time. And we are even the ones saying no to people who would want to venture,
yep,
to come, given the threats that are out there. So we know that you're willing, but please,
yeah,
we are going to go without that for now.
Yep.
But as soon as it's possible for you to come, you are welcome. We will be waiting for you to come and see what the Lord is doing at Step Seminary and how you can play a role in hands-on in the reality of Step Seminary at the time, when the time comes. And the third one is finances.
Mm-hmm.
The economy of Haiti had always been low. Even before we had this crisis going on, this gang activity that we have all over the place, and Haiti has become what it has become these days. With this reality, it's even worse. And we were joking about it yesterday, Jay, and you said, I was saying it's a dying economy, and you said, it's already dead. And I believe in many cases, this is how we should look at it.
Yeah.
Some people are really hopeless when it comes to finances.
Yep.
Because even before, we had 85% unemployment,
yeah,
in Haiti when it was kind of normal. And now with this, it's even worse. So many people have lost their jobs and lost everything that they had. We have many of our students who are very interested in getting equipped for ministry, with a lot of leaders leaving Haiti and new leaders coming in with no training. They have to do the job, so they show up at Step Seminary for training, knowing that we are the best.
Yeah.
They That's believe right. that we can train them better. They come to the seminary in big numbers, but it doesn't mean money, because
yep.
they come without. So we have to come up with ways to come alongside them so they can get the training, knowing what they need it for.
Yeah.
So to close the gap that we have, it's churches, mm-hmm, like Calvary. Mm-hmm. It's individuals like people like you who would say, how can I help? Who would do something financially and try to make sure that it makes its way to Step Seminary so we can use to come alongside students. We even have to move some people, mm-hmm, to provide shelter for them,
right,
or whether they are on staff or it's a student with a family. having no place to stay, Step Seminary has to step in to do something besides feeding, helping with tuition. We do shelter also at times.
Yeah.
So financial help is very much appreciated at Step Seminary these days, even more than ever.
What is the website for Step Seminary?
The website for Step Seminary is www.stephaiti.net for people to go to, and you can find ways to give.
Mm-hmm.
But Step Seminary doesn't have the status in the United States to receive the gifts if you need tax return.
Yeah.
So we have two organizations that are connected to Step Seminary. If you click somewhere and it leads you to either CrossWorld, you can give online through CrossWorld, and you will have receipts for tax return, or you have to add Step.
Yep.
When you give through CrossWorld, you make sure that you say Step Seminary so that the money can go to Step Seminary, because CrossWorld raises funds for other organizations also that are not Step. And there is HLD that is helping also. HLD doesn't even take an overhead. Yep. Anything that goes through HLD for Step Seminary goes straight to Step Seminary completely. But for them, you would have to write a check to send to HLD in Washington State, and then they would channel it to Step Seminary. And they have been a big help doing this to facilitate giving for the seminary.
As an individual who has just gone to stephaiti.net, I did this last week. Did I get that right? Right, Step?
Mm-hmm. Stephaiti.net.
Yeah. I hit the donate button. Those two options were there. So
that's
people
good.
Are good to know to the, how to do that. And I encourage Calvary to prayerfully pray for Step. Obviously, daily prayers for Wawa and Step are incomprehensible what God is doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then also to think about how to give at Step is really important.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah.
And we would appreciate you giving one-time gifts to Step Seminary through those channels. And if you either one, you can be a one-time donor, you can be a regular donor.
Yeah, exactly.
You make sure that you provide your email address, especially if you go through CrossWorld.
Yes.
And you put your email address. We will get that to make sure that you get the Step newsletter for next time so you know what's happening at Step Seminary.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Wawa, for that. Calvary, it is amazing to hear these guys, these gals, faithfulness in Haiti, in Port-au-Prince, how God has been faithful to Step Seminary for 80 years.
And 83
how
now.
83. And how God has continued to move in the most dire of dire situations that we have faced in the modern world. It reminds me of Acts, the end of Acts. Paul is in chains. It's the final word in the letter that Luke records. And he is in chains, and it is pretty amazing that he has ended up in Rome through the sovereignty and the mighty hand of God in chains. And in verse 31 of Acts 28 says, well, I'll start with 30. He lived there 2 whole years at his own expenses and welcomed all who came to him. And there's verse 31, to close the great work of Acts, proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance.
Mm-hmm.
And I think of those as I think of you at Step Wawa, with boldness and without hindrance.
It's weird because there are so many things happening around him in his reality that would hinder the gospel.
Yeah.
And he didn't care.
Nope.
He would just like tame those things and share the gospel. And the word says without hindrance. He didn't allow those things to stop him.
That's right.
So that's the deal.
That's right. Calvary, just not forget that. We serve a very big God, a God who actually sent his own son to ransom us, to pay for our sin, that we can step into reality, eternal reality with him, that we get all the blessings that the Son has received in Christ. Thanks be to God. Thank you, Wawa, for your time. So grateful for you. Calvary, like always, you can go to calvarybible.com. click the campus, get connected, stay connected here at Calvary. We're so thankful for you to tuning in and partnering with us as we partner with Step Seminary. The Global Reach team has great relationships with Step Seminary as well, and we will be updated regularly, Lord willing, with what is happening in Haiti in the future days to come. But for now, we love you. Stay faithful. We will stay faithful and prayerful, and have a great week. Talk to you soon.